This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Charles is with us in Ohio. Arjun is called in. Arjun, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Charles. Vince, I was wondering if I want to experiment with solar systems, which 200-watt like solar panel would you recommend that I can actually test with? Which would be best that I could buy? Also, just related to this topic, there are some all-in-one solar hybrid charger inverter, which contains everything. So you connect just the wires to this and just to your battery, and then like this should be just working. You don't have to use anything there is some controllers, etc., that you need to use for solar. Everything is within this inverter, which these are hybrid inverters, all in one. So would you recommend these? These could be used for the solar system.
Let me ask you this. Is this something that you just want to experiment with for knowledge, or do you want to depend on this you have a grid down situation?
Sometimes the light goes away, we have blackouts, and okay. Sometimes there are light has gone for 24 hours also, maybe 28 hours, sometimes. So I mean, this is a rural area, so sometimes if this happens, and so in those situations this would be beneficial.
Okay, are you looking for just lighting, or are you looking for other things, to run other things as well? And if so, what else would you like to run?
I would definitely love to run heating and AC with it, but I do know that all this running heat, this heating and AC is going to cost big battery bank, lot of solar panels. For now, just to start with, just one light bulb, that should be.
Okay, I have an answer for you.
If we can just use the fridge also, if we can use the fridge, that would be best, yeah.
All right, a refrigerator, depending on what you have, can use a little bit of energy or a lot of energy. There are gas powered refrigerators. You can buy a refrigerator that runs on propane, literally runs on propane, and would not have an electric power connection, except maybe for the light, if you want to see inside one, to a light bulb inside to see what you have in your refrigerator when you open the door, or maybe an electronic ignition. But they've made propane refrigerators that they're called ammonia evaporative refrigerators. There's no moving parts, literally, except for maybe the thermostat, and that's mechanical. And they work great. They really do, but they run on propane. So there's a little flame in there that makes the system work. And you find them in campers, like travel trailers, those kinds of things, and they run on propane tanks. You could buy a propane refrigerator, and that would solve your refrigeration needs, but they're expensive. You could buy a used one from a camper that'd be small. That would also work. And most of the ones in campers will run in on 120-volt AC or propane, and you can switch from one to the other. That might be a great way to go. Next thing, what about instead of buying a solar system, one of the most expensive components is the battery. What if you were to buy an inverter? And an inverter simply takes 12 volts from your car battery and multiplies it times 10 and converts it from DC car battery to AC, alternating current, and you can run, oh, let's say, a circular saw. You could run your refrigerator. You could plug a device or two into it, and it will run it. But you size it based on what you're going to try to power. Now, your car battery is probably charged. And if you need to recharge it, you can start the engine of your car, which on average would have about a half a tank of fuel. Now, it's not the best permanent solution. It's a great temporary solution. So if you're looking at running some lights, you can run a small inverter for hours on the charge in your car battery. And all you need is an extension cord, you know, one of those orange extension cords. You need an inverter, and you can put jumper cables on your inverter like you would use to jump a car battery. So literally, you raise the hood, you put the positive and negative ends of the jumper cables on your car battery. The other ends of the jumper cables you've cut off and connected them to the two terminals on your inverter. So this inverter is just a box. It may have a fan to keep it cool. It's probably half the size of a shoebox. And depending on the size you buy, it could run your refrigerator. So here's step number one. Step number one is you can find it on eBay, a device called Kill a Watt, K-I-L-L dash A, the letter A, dash Watt, W-A-T-T. I have them here at the farm, and I want to know. I want to know how much electricity the light uses. I want to know how much electricity the computer uses. I want to know how much electricity the refrigerator uses. I want to know how much the crock pot uses. I want to know it all. So I have this kilowatt device, and it tells me. Based on what it tells me, I know what size inverter I need. So an inverter might be a great solution, inexpensive, you know, roughly $100, $150. You can get a used set of jumper cables or a new set for $20 and an orange extension cord for $20, and you're in business. Okay. Now, if you want, you could get a solar panel. The ones we have are 280 watts. The newer ones are about 300 watts, roughly 3 feet by 6 feet. In size, and you could hook that up with a charge controller to charge the battery of your car. Now, that's a 12-volt car battery. You get a 12-volt charge controller. You can get those on eBay for about $20. And so you can make it yourself for less, probably, than you can buy it for. What I found is all-in-one systems, whatever they are compromises on every way you look at it. An all-in-one isn't the best solution for most uses. Generally, if you build it yourself, you'll do a better job. And an example of that is if you get a toolkit, let's say you buy an entire toolbox and you say they have it for $139. Get all the tools, pliers and screwdrivers and sockets. They're not the best. They are lower quality. They're just not generally the way to go. Now, if you're never going to use it, it'll be perfect because you won't spend any money. But if you're going to use it for serious work, you're going to be disappointed. Charles, any comments about that?
Yeah, every time you do a conversion and for a solar panel, you're changing it to, you're generating 12 volts, then you're changing it to 120 through an inverter, there's a loss there. So if you can avoid that, you're better off. And I think it was Greg who spoke about a soda can solar panel, which might be useful for some people. Right. I was going to try that system. One of the many things I'm hoping to get around to. But it sounded, you know, like a direct use of light directly.
So what Greg was talking about, Greg Lesher, Now he's on Fridays, hour number one. He's talking about taking soda cans, aluminum soda cans, and punching a hole in the bottom and stacking them vertical, one on top of the other, on top of the other, painting them flat black. Put them behind a glass case, kind of like if you had a sliding door, and you used one panel of the sliding glass door, and you made a 2x4 frame around it, insulated it, and put the sliding glass insulated door in front of the soda cans. And you had an air inlet at the bottom and an air outlet at the top, like 3 inches roughly. What would happen is if you pointed that at the sun, like you'd point a solar panel at the sun would warm up the black aluminum soda cans. Cool air would enter the bottom of this box, get hot, and come out the top really hot, you know, well over 100 degrees, even in cold weather. So that would be a way that you could just hook up a fan to that, push air through the bottom, hot air would come out the top, and you could heat your house partially with that. So that is a passive solar system, and it absolutely positively works. So, Arjun, I think your first step is to find a kilowatt. And I'm looking at eBay right now, and let's see. They're selling them for roughly $6, $10, but they went up in price. I used to be able to buy them for $5 or $10. Now they're $20 and more if you want to buy one. But I think you ought to consider buying a kilowatt, kill-a-watt. They're on eBay. You can look at them there and find out how much electricity the devices you are using consume. Once you figure that out, then you can get this the right size inverter and the right size solar panel. Because I have a feeling you're going to be disappointed with the size of the solar panel you're going to need to generate electricity to do what you want it to do. Here's an example. We have one solar panel array that powers about half of our needs. We have two arrays. One of them is about 13 feet tall and 45 feet long. It's huge. And it does half the job. So in solar panels, it's real estate that wins the game. It takes a lot of surface area aimed at the sun in order to generate a small amount of electricity. I mean, that's the truth about it. So you've got to have a southern-facing, unobstructed view of the sun. So if you take your arm, you look at around 1 o'clock, between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Where is the sun? Okay. Do you have a good view of the sun for roughly 5 hours, just before noon and afternoon? Do you have a good view of the sun facing south during those hours? If you do, then you can put some solar panels up. If you don't, they're not going to do you any good at all. For sure where south is at your home?
Yes. The thing is that the south direction, the height of the house is too, it's really, really high. So the thing is that I will have to, put where my deck is, so the thing is that I will have to use a small ladder and then so I can clean them in winter, if I'm using them. And that will be pointing towards east. These are all great suggestions, the farmer was a great suggestion, I really appreciate it. And I will try these things and see how it works.
And also take a look on YouTube. Do it yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I can't believe it. You know, I looked up the price of octagon boxes, metal boxes for electrical connections, 4-inch octagons. And the last time I bought them, I bought 100 of them at 50 cents a piece on eBay. You know, there are cases of 50, so I bought two cases, 50 octagon boxes, and I'm shipped. They're about 50 cents a piece. Shipped. Now, they're over $4 a piece. I looked up the price of the kilowatt. And, you know, $5 or $10 that I used to pay? Now $31, $32, $40, $45, $50, $60. Anyone who believes that inflation is zero is an idiot. I'm sorry to say that. They're idiots. The prices are going up like crazy. But only on the things you need. If you don't need them, you might find a good deal on it. But if, kind of like a mall, you know, where we used to go shopping in the mall back in the 80s. Who goes to the malls? Hardly anybody, okay? Because you don't need to. So things that you need are getting more expensive by the nanosecond. Things that you don't need, they might not be so affected by inflation. But I don't know what they would be. Because I don't need them, and I don't go looking for them. I only go looking for the things that I need. Charles, any comments before we get into HHO?
No. The prices are on the move. Like Kyle says, you know, if you need it, you better get it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one comment about my dear friend and instructor, Arjun. He has an uncanny ability to say in a few words a question that is really complex to answer. He can ask a very simple question, but to provide an answer that is usable is generally complex. So I love it when he calls. I guess I need to write a section of the book about solar panels, but it would be a book in itself. I don't think I could do justice for just a chapter at 5 Minute University on solar, because it really, really is complicated. And you have to start with, there's no place to start other than how much electricity are you going to use? And how many devices are you going to have connected at a time? And of the devices you're going to use, how long are you going to use them? So you need to know how many watts you need at what time during the day, and what's critical and what's nice to have, and what can you throw overboard, meaning get it off the off using electricity. For example, if you have an electric stove, forget it. You're not, unless you're Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg, it's going to be unaffordable to power an electric stove with a solar array. So what you do is you switch that to propane or wood. You know, wood stove, they still make them, but it's not too convenient. So propane is really the answer. And then for hot water. Hot water, electric hot water heaters are just unaffordable in terms of solar because they take so much electricity, just like the electric stove and the electric cooktop. So then the answer is you switch that to propane. We switched ours to wood. We actually have a wood outdoor furnace, and we send hot water underground from the outdoor wood furnace through a heat exchanger that heats our hot water for, you know, taking showers and washing dishes and those kinds of things. So you need to shed as much as you can of the high energy consumers in your house. Electric dryer, forget it. We have them. We got a couple of them. You know, I've been buying washers and dryers for years, used ones, you know, $100 a set. You know, the washing machine that I want, Whirlpool, comes with a dryer. So I've collected dryers that I'm never going to use because they take too much electricity. So that's what you have to do, and that's what the kilowatt is all about, that device. So, Arjun, I'm going to send you a link to the kilowatt meter. You can take a look at it and see what we're talking about. Charles, back to you for HHO.
Yeah, they also, you can home build a roof system for heating water that uses coils and heat exchanger.
That's exactly right. It uses a vacuum tube. It looks like a 4 foot long fluorescent tube. It's a little larger in diameter. It has a reflective inside. It's got a vacuum tube, and it points at the sun, and you flow water through it, and it heats water. And it works great when the sun's shining, even when it's freezing outside.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Primary elections today in New Hampshire's key Senate race. Maggie Hassan, a Democrat, is up for re-election after narrowly winning the seat in 2016. She'll face whoever emerges from the Republican Party today. In Rhode Island, there's a crowded field of Democrats seeking to fill the House seat being vacated by Democrat Representative Jim Langevin, who is retiring. Delaware's Republican Party formerly backed Lee Murphy in the race for the state's only House seat. Mr. Murphy faces a rematch in November with Democrat Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester. Inflation continues to bog down American households and remain close to a 40-year high. The Labor Department on Tuesday reported its consumer price index rose to 8.3% in August from the same month a year ago. The CPI measures what consumers pay for goods and services. Today is Computer Programmers Day, always celebrated on the 256th day of the year. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your
take.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Charles, back to you. Let's talk about Brown's gas.
Okay. The Brown's gas, these sciences and these things are so fascinating. And the fact that they've been suppressed, they've been sequestered away from us, that they're denying us availability. We're denied an area of science that needs a whole bunch of research, and it's not just Brown's gas, but, I mean, all of them relate back to what Arjun was talking about. He's talking about energy. He wants to heat his home. He wants the coolest food, and all of that is what affects us every day in life. It's power, our comfort and convenience, whether you get it from electricity or you get it from gas. And see, we've got gatekeepers on both that just are going to determine determine how much is available to us, like going on in Europe now. They are cutting off gas. Well, gas has been made for years from wood and coal, and we stopped doing that, but we stopped doing it because we had cheap natural gas. But the thing is, those aren't the only feedstocks we can use for that. But back to Brown's gas has unusual properties, and I just seen today they're saying that it has therapeutic uses too, that the breathing low percentages of brown gas has supposedly some documented profound health effects. But we won't get into that now. I just to name some of the qualities that the brown gas has. Brown's gas produces a flame that you can pass your hands through, but if you use the same gas for welding, it achieves a temperature great enough to burn tungsten or even through ceramic or fire bricks. So that's a quality you don't see in other gases. People are doing a great deal of research on the gas now, and the thing is, it's coming from amateurs. I mean, they're looking and using this, whereas they're trying to keep it our system and our government and our universities don't want to take the time to look at it because I believe it's because they know how what an effect it has if we start perfecting and making these systems available for people to put into their homes. I'm really convinced that we could have devices, like they say, the size of a refrigerator that would power our homes, no problem, but that would disconnect us, say, from the harness. We're the donkeys pulling this U.S. wagon, and it started back when they learned, it started back with energy. It started with illumination and heating and cooking. They knew the value of that product, and they determined they would keep that for themselves, and they would parse it out to us long as we paid for it every month or as we went. But Brown's gas, some of the unusual qualities, they believe it's caused by it being a monatomic version of hydrogen and oxygen. Rather than a diatomic that forms like H2, you have two hydrogen atoms, O with oxygen. That's a lower energy state. HO with a single atom is a higher energy, and you can get that from electrolyzer, which splits it. But this is like everything. It can get very complex learning it. And one system for what my main interest in Brown's gas would be for automotive use for fueling an internal combustion engine or supplementing the fuel. And mostly we're talking about supplementing the fuel because the hydrogen that comes out, although it will run an engine, it's limited in its your ability to utilize it in an engine because of the flame speed and temperature of the flame created by the combustion of that specific gas. If you use that gas alone, it burns so fast that you have to drastically affect the engine's timing to utilize that temperature and that combustion in the engine. What I'm trying to say is you end up with the most efficiency and running your engine at a specific RPM, because engine's flame, the temperature of combustion and the flame speed vary from 700 RPM at idle up to 3,000 RPM in a normal car, or, you know, high-performance cars can go a lot higher. But in normal driving, pulling away from the curve, that's where gasoline always has the advantage. But you can supplement that gasoline with the Brown's gas. It is the easiest way. And like I say, you can run an engine on it. But learning the difference and the drawbacks and where you're going to need the Brown's gas and how much you'll need, say, there would be a RPM if you used it in your engine that you could switch over, that you could possibly switch over to the Brown's gas and use it effectively completely. And that's another thing about the Brown's gas. When you're building an electrolyzer for an automobile, one of the problems you run into is to generate enough gas to run an engine, you will need to run very high current, and those create a lot of heat in a normal electrolyzer. But Brown's gas is different. When you learn the ins and outs of that gas itself, it can be generated at a lower temperature because you don't have as much waste from the energy state you're transferring the oxygen and the hydrogen into. That's the monatomic, the diatomic state. It takes more energy, and you end up, that's waste that goes into the process. And that's like when you were speaking about the use of the propane ammonia refrigerators. It's amazing how much of this stuff relates, that it helps when you educate yourself on it. I mean, you can go out and buy these devices. They already make them. You can buy hydrogen boost devices that some of them are more Brown's gas, but that's part of the education you need just to do a selection of a device. You're trying to build a device that is compact, that it gives you the most gas out of it for the lowest energy in, and you want a high density of storage. When you look at storage of electricity versus gasoline, it's the density of storage. A gallon of gasoline has 120,000 BTU in it, and to get 120,000 BTU of battery engine energy, you're looking at some pounds there and some space taken up in your vehicle. But back to the ammonia refrigerator for a second, that cycle that goes from the hot to the cold and the evaporation is the same cycle that's used in the closed fuel system. So some of those, a guy was demonstrating a closed fuel system using ammonia, and the main difference is the media. See, the nitrogen and atmospheric oxygen does a lot of the expansion, and it contributes to the combustion cycle in a normal engine. But when you replace that with ammonia in the closed system, there are some advantages. And a guy had built a pickup truck and was driving that around to demonstrate it. And that's the thing. People build these systems, demonstrate them, and that's what I think. That's the job I try and do here on USA Prepares. When I talk to events, I want to show that one of the things I want to do is to let people realize, because I know there's people out there, and some of them possibly listening to us now, that are building these systems, and they're proud of themselves on what they've accomplished, and they envision they might be able to sell this and release it to the world. And these are taken from us, so I'm just trying to put out a word of caution to people who have these ideas and do all the work on any specific idea and think they're going to be allowed to give this to the world, you know, they might let them go out and talk about it. And that's another, if you're trying to apply for a patent, if you talk about your idea and get it in print before you make your application or is granted, they use that against you to say, well, this is known in the public. You can't patent it. So you just got to be careful. See, the whole patent system is a great idea, and it's American, and it helped to build America, but it's also the way governments and corporations steal ideas. And Vince was saying, that it's, you're probably traveling down the wrong path if you're going to try and buy solar panels to make electric heat and power your refrigerator. Because, I mean, that was just, that's an indirect conversion. It takes a conversion of that electrical energy to get it into those appliances. And if you got solar panels to power your car, you're probably traveling down the wrong path. Any energy you can obtain directly, you take out those extra steps. Those are like salesmen. They take money off the top on every transaction, and you're going to end up going broke from the salespeople. You want to go direct if you can. And there's, I'm sure I hadn't looked, but there's also water heater units that are just copper tubes you can use on your roof that you might paint black in a black background. And these things work. We have to look at them. And cities and municipalities don't really want you to. They don't like it. If you unhook from that electric grid, they lose money. They want you on city water and electricity and gas. And we're going into
You're absolutely right, Charles. I'll address that when we come back, and then we'll talk about a simple HHO generator.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Two exclamation points for what you're talking about, Charles. So about 90 years ago, almost 90 years ago, back in the 1930s, my dad was watching airplanes dropping off mail. And what would happen is, that was airmail. We called it airmail back then. It was extra special because it was faster because it was airplanes rather than trucks. And he would see the airplanes land and drop off the mail and then take off. And he thought, well, if they're just dropping off the mail, why don't they just throw it out of the plane? And the problem is the mail would get damaged. So he invented the automatic parachute. So the plane could fly low over the mail drop, like a military mail drop, and just throw it out. And if they could just figure out how to have a parachute open up at the right time, it would work. So he invented the automatic parachute, demonstrated it. His parents took him to the army base. They demonstrated it to the sergeant. Sergeant said, we'll get back to you. They stole his invention. That's one. So you're absolutely right. You have to patent it. And it is, I have a newspaper clipping somewhere at the farm with my dad on the front page of the newspaper. He and his boyfriend, and that's what they used to call them back then, guys that would get, you know, like each other, their boyfriends. That was the way it was. Now that term is twisted. But so he invented the automatic parachute and it was stolen. Next thing, you're talking about utility companies, they want you to pay by the month. Well, we have a solar system that's on grid, or it's off grid, or it's hybrid. I can select, anyone in the family can select at any moment with a push of a button exactly how to make that go. And so we use so little electricity that they charge us $27 to have a meter. Okay, so if we use no electricity, our bill is $27 just for the meter. If we use electricity, it's $27 plus the electric usage. Well, our bill came in one month at $33, which meant we ran our farm on $6 worth of electricity. Next thing that happened is the big truck showed up and they wanted to, you know, make sure everything was working okay and, you know, safety, that kind of stuff. Well, they couldn't believe that we could run our farm on $6 worth of electricity. They don't like it. You're absolutely right. So back to HHO, you know, Brown's gas, hydrogen, oxygen. You can make a Brown's gas generator with a 12-volt car battery and two pieces of stainless steel wire. And you stick that in distilled water, and it starts bubbling away. You can take a mayonnaise jar, plastic mayonnaise jar, and drill a hole in top, for one wire, another hole for, you know, one for the positive, one for the negative, and then a hole for the gas to escape with a hose, and it will generate HHO. That's explosive. It's dangerous. You can kill yourself, blind yourself, you know, wound yourself with flying pieces of plastic if you're not careful. It is explosive. It is so explosive, it burns so well that you can cause combustion inside the internal combustion engine. Kind of like a drop of gasoline. Boom! When it mixes with air, it can explode and drive a piston down. And if you have a series of those, boom, 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 that's what happens in an internal combustion engine. And it'll drive your car at 100 miles an hour or more. So what I'm saying is this is really powerful, elements, hydrogen, oxygen, and it can supplement, as Charles has been saying, gasoline, and it will improve the efficiency. It will increase the temperature at which the engine explosions are going off, and you can experiment with this. But don't believe anything we say. Do your own research. It's dangerous, and you can kill yourself with it. Charles, any comments?
Yeah, exactly like you're saying. And this, if you decide to experiment on this, gets into very much details, and there's a difference with everything. What you might call Brown's gas, it relates to hydrogen and the hydrogen economy and hydrogen on demand. And there are detailed plans available if you just look online. One of them I like is the Joule cell, and the Joule cell is similar to what we were discussing with on Fridays.
You're talking about AGM AGM batteries?
No, your technology. His name slips me for a moment. Your technology, with the electric car.
Oh, yeah.
Bert.
Yeah, lithium.
Okay. What Bert was talking about, he was talking about Aaron Sutter Jr., who was a guard at a grocery store, and he was killed. And he was an experimenter with a hydrogen generator. And we're heading into a break, but he was, it's the end of the show. He built one of these similar to the Joule cell. They have unique properties. It is an electrolyzer that once you build it, they can run without electricity after a while.
Yeah, and, class, the racetrack, believe it or not, is a proving ground for some of these designs that some of us do-it-yourselfers have come up with. Absolutely true. Charles, thank you so much. We are at the end of today's broadcast, class. Thank you for spending 2 hours with us.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.